Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Drivecast today. We're looking at Philippians 1, and we were in 18 through 30 this past Sunday. I'll read a few verses for us, and then we'll dig into what I pray is a helpful concept and thought for us. Paul is writing to the Philippians, and he is really sort of almost externally processing this inner tension that he's feeling as he considers what's ahead for him. He's awaiting the audience of the emperor, Caesar, who is Nero at this point, who is a tyrant, loose cannon. And Paul is unsure really what's going to happen. And so he says it this way as he sort of figures out and processes through with the Philippians what's on his mind. He says in verse 20, "As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage now, as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death." So his focus is, I want Christ to be honored in my body. Whatever happens, whatever, if I live and I get to continue on in faithful ministry, or if I die, I want Christ to be honored. Verse 21, "For to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me." Basically, I get to keep planting churches. I get to keep doing what I've been doing. "Yet which I will choose, I cannot tell." Verse 23, "I'm hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ. That is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account." And then he says, "I'm convinced of this," in verse 25. "I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again." So here's where I want to really focus in our thoughts. Back in verse 20, "As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage now, as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death." I think Paul's ability, and again, remember the circumstances here. He's going to face Nero. It's believed that Nero started in AD 64, a massive fire that burned down much of Rome so that he could build a new palace. He then blamed Christians and had many of them killed and persecuted, and it's possible that Paul was one of those Christians. Nero is in his time, considered a tyrant by Rome. Paul knows he's going to face this man. And yet, what's on his mind is, whether I live or die, Jesus needs to be glorified. The gospel needs to be proclaimed. Like the story and the truth of Christ needs to be magnified in and really through my life. Which brought me to this thought, that the promise we're trusting needs to be bigger than the moment we're living. So if I could put some flesh on that, maybe. Whatever circumstance, whatever situation you're in, it can be easy to believe in or hope in a faulty promise or maybe a secondary promise. We can think, I just got to get through this stressful week. And the promise of that is, then I'm going to feel at rest. We can think, I just got to make this much money. And the promise is that we're believing, if I make X amount of money, then I'm going to find, I don't know what it is for you, maybe contentment or again, lack of stress. If I find this person, and the promise being that a person can satisfy my soul, whatever it may be. But the problem is all of those promises fall short of carrying the weight of our souls. And so what Paul is focusing in on here as he is facing possible execution is a promise and a hope. And a hope that is not wishy-washy, but is certain because Christ raised from the grave, because he is risen, a promise that carries the weight of his circumstances such that and so that he can move forward, step into whatever situation he's in, and do it with a peace that surpasses all understanding, which he will say elsewhere. And so I want to ask us today, as you're considering just the word and processing through the word, are we believing in promises that don't align with who Christ is? Are we believing in faulty promises that we're hoping will carry us through our day, maybe even carry us through our life? If we believe a promise and we string that together day after day after day, all of a sudden that becomes a promise that we build our lives upon. Is that promise rooted and related to who Jesus is? And if it's not, it can't carry the weight of your life. Only Christ can. And so when we build our lives upon the promises of Christ, and when we focused on His glory in and through our lives, His glory in and through our sufferings, in and through our circumstances, what will happen is we'll find we have joy, we'll find we have peace, we'll find something that's real, and that realness is Jesus. And so I just wanted to present that to you today as something I've been thinking about this week, processing through this text. And I think it's one that I'm just going to continue to stew on and process, because it's so easy to believe in these temporary false promises. And so to that, I want to pray. I want to say thanks also for joining us on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Let's pray. Father, we praise you and thank you for your word. We thank you that you have given us, your heart and your mind by writing to us, and then by living like one of us, Jesus, that you experienced all the things that we experience, and yet you were without sin. You can sympathize with our weaknesses, as the author of Hebrews says, and yet you advocate for us at the right hand of the Father. And so we praise you, Jesus, as our high priest. And we ask that in the various circumstances that we have, would you, by the power of your Spirit, as Paul would say as well, in this passage in Philippians, you would give us what we need. You would give us strength and endurance, and you would give us hope rooted in Jesus, who you are, rooted in the promises of the gospel that Jesus, you are risen, you are glorified, and you will bring us into glory through faith in you. So, Holy Spirit, do in us what you need to do to remove faulty temporary promises from the center of our lives and place Jesus there instead. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.